There's a new effort to regulate marijuana like alcohol, both for health and financial reasons. Today, the Marijuana Policy Project, a national organization, filed papers to do fundraising in California to legalize pot. But reporter Haifi Hua talked to one doctor that it might and said who said that it might not be a good idea.
Karen O'Keefe is the director of state policies for the Marijuana Policy Project. She says that by not making it legal, the country is essentially leaving it up to criminals to illegally manage the marijuana trade themselves. And they are leaving a mess behind for the American public to deal with.
So it's bad for the environment, it's bad for workers, it's a strain on our criminal justice system, and it prevents the state from gathering perhaps more than $1 billion in tax revenue in California alone every year because of the fact that this market is completely underground.
The Marijuana Policy Project filed documents today with Secretary of State to form a campaign committee to support a 2016 ballot initiative that aims to regulate marijuana in the same way that California controls alcohol. The group says marijuana has fewer negative effects than alcohol and has lots of medicinal benefits. And she said it's safer for not just the user, but the community at large.
Because people who use marijuana, it's not associated with violence. It's not associated with sexual assault. It's never caused a fatal overdose, and it's not associated with increased mortality. None of that can be true, said of alcohol.
But some doctors say it's too early to legalize marijuana. I've spoken to Dr. Michael Levine from the USC Medical Center, and he says marijuana isn't necessarily less harmful than alcohol. If the bill is passed, California will be the third state to legalize marijuana. Washington and Colorado legalized the drug in 2012. Haifi Hua, Annenberg Radio News.